This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. If you want to understand the changing war in Iraq, it helps to see it from the perspective of an Iraqi officer. The U.S. is counting on Iraq's new security forces to take over more of the fight, and military officials say the key to that is finding good leaders. Iraqis are looking for strong commanders to defeat insurgents who kill hundreds of Iraqi soldiers and police every month. NPR's Philip Reeves spent the day with one recently appointed Iraqi commander.
Imagine what it's like to wake up every day knowing someone's out there trying to kill you, you personally.
I was ambushed by an RPG. I always used to take the second car. That day, I took the last car.
That's how it is for Sheikh Raad Naif. He's a Sunni Arab, the commander of a battalion of Iraqi soldiers ranged against Sunni Arab insurgents. Little wonder he carries his Iranian-made machine gun everywhere he goes.
They sent me a suicide car bomber. He put his car next to mine exactly, and the car went off.
That was assassination attempt number two. There have been four in 6 months.
I knew he was brave. I knew he could fight.
Lieutenant Colonel Bradley Becker, commander of 2-8, a U.S. battalion stationed some 30 miles south of Mosul, and Raad's mentor.
I mean, they ran into his Toyota pickup truck with a suicide bomber. They shot his convoy with an RPG, and they've rocketed his house with 107-millimeter rockets. The guy's got 9 lives.
It's early morning. The sun rises over the Tigris River Valley, a green sweep of land south of Mosul. Sheikh Raad's stomping ground. Raad tugs on his camouflaged cloth cap. He swings his gun, a trophy from the Iran-Iraq war, over his shoulder and prepares to go hunting insurgents. At 44, he's a tall, lean man, sporting a large moustache. He gives off the air of a determined sleuth.
Today I got information that in a village called Malat, two terrorists are operating there. I expect to capture them and bring them down here.
Raad's seeking two men suspected of making suicide car bombs. His soldiers climb in the back of their white Toyota pickup trucks. They're accompanied by an American platoon, soldiers from Colonel Becker's battalion. Becker's battalion is training Raad's men, plus two other Iraqi battalions, some 2,300 men in all. The U.S. hopes they'll form part of a national security force, one day capable of enforcing order in Iraq. Battery commander Captain Mike Bukite.
They are in the lead. It's primarily going to be their show. We're kind of there just to help out, maybe to teach coach a little bit, but they're doing the heavy lifting in this operation.
Hey, y'all got Haji around. Get them weapons in your hands.
As Raad sets off, along with half a dozen U.S. Humvees, it's hard to believe a few months ago he wasn't a battalion commander or anything close to it. The highest he's ever risen was sergeant. That was during his 14 years in Saddam's army when he trained special forces. His big break came last November when Iraq's security forces collapsed in this part of the country in the face of a major insurgent offensive. Raad, who was then working with a security detail guarding an oil pipeline, stood his ground and fought, unlike the majority of Iraqi police and soldiers who abandoned their posts en masse. U.S. commanders were impressed. With elections looming, they were also desperate to reassemble a new Iraqi force. Colonel Becker decided to make the former sergeant into a lieutenant colonel overnight, giving him charge over hundreds of Iraqi soldiers. Becker says it helps that Raad's a tribal leader.
You know, Raad is the one guy that, he's a professional, but he's also a sheikh. I mean, he didn't grow up as a lieutenant up through the ranks as an army officer. He grew up a few years in the army as a sergeant, and then he's been a sheikh.
Still, it was a move that didn't go down well with other senior Iraqi officers, as Becker found out at a commander's conference.
I brought Sheikh Raad with me, and the fingers started pointing, and the whispering started happening, and there was huge dissension, but I tried to explain to one that, you know, we've had some of our greatest leaders of all time started off as enlisted soldiers.
Out in the field, Raad's men and the U.S. platoon reached their destination. It's a farming village, a rough collection of mud homes, cattle sheds, and chicken coops. Insurgents here have a warning system, setting off flares when they see American forces approaching. Two U.S. helicopters are circling overhead to spot anyone getting away.
Okay. When we were pulling in, somebody from this house right here ran to that house, or that house, one of those two houses. We should check those two houses. No.
Kalashnikovs slung over their shoulders, Rad's men run door to door, searching for their prey. Most adults are reluctant to talk. In search of information, Rad strides into the village school. The U.S. military says children are usually helpful. These aren't. The fierce-looking Rad finds himself facing a classroom full of equally steely-eyed Iraqi seven-year-olds.
This is the teachers told them to be silent and not give us any information about this. This is the pupils, and all of them said, we don't know anything.
Rad tries to tease and cajole the children. He even offers them money. The children stand firm. When he finally gets them to talk, this is all he gets. Undeterred, Rad and his troops search the village thoroughly, even down to the hen houses.
Finish.
The proverbial birds appear to have flown. Still, the colonel's unwilling to give up. He discovers the suspects might be a few miles outside the village, so he heads off in that direction with the US troops in tow. He's right. The two men are discovered in a shepherd's encampment. As Rad takes tea with the shepherds, the US forces question the suspects and swab them for traces of explosives. The men turn out to be clean. It's a frustrating conclusion to the day, but there's worse to come. When Rad returns to base, he discovers that insurgents in Mosul have killed one of his cousins, a man who Colonel Becker says was an important local politician.
Yeah, that was Sheikh Ajil. And Sheikh Ajil was, he was a city council member. He was a local sheikh, so he carried a lot of weight as far as influencing people to support the coalition, support the Iraqi government. And just a good guy. He showed up at all of our meetings. He was in the lead vehicle. Four gunmen got out of a car, opened fire on his car. His bodyguards were not able to react in time, and then the four gunmen fled on foot.
This is the price Sheikh Rad and his family are paying for working with the U.S. But he insists it only makes him more determined to defeat the insurgents.
God willing, I shall trace them and kill the largest number of them. They killed one person, but I shall kill tens and hundreds of them.
Unless, that is, they get to him first. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.